You're listening to SBS News.
As the number of new coronavirus cases slow in Australia, planning for life after the COVID-19 lockdown has begun in earnest. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the government's new tracing app called COVID Safe is about stopping community transmission.
And there are over 500 cases in Australia where we've never found the original source. It may be that two people have been standing in a line and one of them had accidentally been a little bit close. They might have been on public transport together. The names are not known, and you would not be able to find that person and notify them that they're at risk. And they, in turn, might be in contact with a doctor or a nurse. And that's how an infection can get into an aged care centre, and it will help us as we seek to return to normal and the Australian way of life.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the app, which is modelled on Singapore's Trace Together software, works by collecting data in the form of a digital handshake.
I was tested positive for COVID. You need to race back through your diary, work out who you've had contact with. But of course, there are people that you walk past in the street or that you stopped at the, you know, coffee shop or at the chemist or whatever, and you don't have all of that detail. The beauty of the app is that it can have a handshake, if you like, with people that you've been in close proximity with, phone to phone.
The app uses the Bluetooth connection on the mobile phone to maintain a log of other phones it comes into contact with, recording the proximity and duration of contact. The government says at least 40% of the Australian population would need to download the app for health authorities to get enough information to make tracing efforts effective. But it is this, what the Prime Minister calls industrial-scale contact tracing, that has raised privacy concerns. Justin Baird has been working in the technology sector for two decades. He says there have been concerns about the app's effectiveness.
It is able to run in the background, like that was one of the issues in Singapore. People would download the application, but it required you to kind of keep it in front and running. Because of the way that the Bluetooth connection worked, they've solved those problems with the Australian app, so that's really good, because now the app will be just as effective on Android devices as well as iPhones and iOS devices. So I think all of those things are making it much easier to use. The actual number of people using the app, it's important that everybody uses this app. I know that people were talking about 40%. If we had more than 50% of the population using this application, that would be really great. And again, I don't think people should be worried about the privacy implications. There's more information about people online than this app will ever be able to hold on to.
Minister Hunt says only health officials will be able to access the data from the app.
I've already signed in to law on behalf of the government a Biosecurity Act determination which prevents access, which ensures that the data has to be kept on an Australian server. It cannot leave the country. It cannot be accessed by anybody other than a state public health official. It cannot be used for any purpose other than the provision of data for the purposes of finding people with whom you have been in close contact, and it's punishable by jail if there's a breach of that. Importantly, the data is deleted from your phone after 21 days. It's been assessed by the Privacy Commissioner, and there are only four things that are required from an individual. Obviously, your phone number, your name, your age range, and your postcode.
Federal Opposition Health Spokesman Chris Bowen says it's important the legislation on the app is scrutinised by the Parliament, and in particular by the Senate inquiry into the federal government's coronavirus response.
Of course, it's essential that there be some sort of parliamentary role and some parliamentary oversight of the legislation and some opportunity for the Parliament to examine the legislation before we actually vote on it. Obviously, it's a matter for Katie Gallagher and her committee. I imagine there'll be a hearing. There'll be an opportunity for the government to put its case. There'll be questions asked about the privacy implications. And that'll be an important step for the Australian people to see whether their concerns have been addressed.
The federal government says legislation on the app will come before Parliament during the sitting week beginning May 11th. New research from the Australia Institute shows that 45% of Australians say they will download and use the mobile app, while 28% say they won't. A further 27% were unsure. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.